Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is the Coastal Coast Radio Show. I'm your host, Ron Fitch, and today is the 15-minute version of my show. I'm going to talk about Golden State's big win over the Cleveland Cavaliers. We're going to break this game down. I'm going to talk to you about Steph Curry and LeBron James and role players and all that good stuff. First, we want to talk about the game. I was very impressed with the way Golden State bounced back, winning this game 108-97. I'm going to tell you what was some keys. Five different guys shot the ball in the fourth quarter. They played with a lot more team defense. They boxed out. They were destroyed on the boards, especially Tristan Thompson. They boxed Tristan Thompson out. That's a big part of Tristan Thompson's game, is offensive rebounds. It's really 90% of his entire game. And once he was boxed out, it just seemed like he was rendered useless. And other than Irvin and LeBron, they have a lot of other specialty players who need to get off of their penetration and passing. And that happened in the first half when they were up 5 points. It wasn't a big enough deficit. I thought Golden State felt comfortable with that. I remember game six of OKC, they were only down 4 there, and the mind says, okay, we're good. We weathered storms, and now we can play in the second half. And it was back and forth in the second half, third quarter. It was tied. Then Cleveland took a 2-point lead off of LeBron James' dunk, follow-up dunk. Then this is where Cleveland lost the game and Golden State won the game. Golden State really, they're disciplined. They stuck with their game plan of moving the ball. And Curry had 38 points, but it's in the flow. And he's also dishing the ball to Klay Thompson when he doubled. Everybody on that squad passes the ball to each other. Harrison Barnes had 14 points. He was big in a big situation. Everybody shares the ball. Everybody does their job. And I thought they wore Cleveland out eventually. And this is what I like about Golden State. I'm going to tell you what I didn't like about Cleveland. I love the ball movement. I love Harrison Barnes with 14 points and 8 rebounds. I love that Curry had 5 rebounds and 38 points and 6 assists. You know, and he's passing the ball really good. He had 3 offensive rebounds. So that means he was very active. Klay Thompson he hit big dagger shots, 25 points, played good. I tell you, he was an unsung hero who really came in and changed the game, was Anderson Varejão. And I had a feeling that he was going to be a pain in the neck to the Cavaliers. His energy, those 3 offensive rebounds, the fight. When Kevin Love knocked him to the ground, it wasn't a flop like the people. I mean, he did flop a little, but Love did hit him to the ground. So it was a proper call. Pay no attention to what the guys from ESPN said. And he provided good minutes. He flops, though. I mean, he's very good at it, too. But he was a spark plug. Iguodala, as usual, just big. Those 7 assists. 6 rebounds, big play after play. They can't win without him. Hit 10 points. He was big. And then Sean Livingston is solid. You know, Sean Livingston, 8 and 10 points. He usually gives you around 8 and 12. He had 20 game one, but usually he's 8 and 12, giving you terrific defensive play, terrific balance of the floor as a backup point guard. I thought Golden State's interior defense was fantastic, helping on LeBron and Kyrie's constant driving, digging and helping, rushing back on the shooters, taking away the 3, taking away all the 3-point looks that Cleveland had in the game 3. And then when LeBron James drove, they really were attacking him, and he blocked his shot. Once or twice, he might have got hit where he won calls, not like what Tyronn Lue is making up. Tyronn Lue is telling you fairy tales. I thought that the officiating was okay. Here's my criticism of Cleveland now. Now I'm headed toward Cleveland. We gave Golden State love. Now I got to come after Cleveland a little bit. The ball didn't move, and Kyrie Irving had a big night as far as points. And I'm going to tell you what the problem was. That was fool's gold. He had 34 points. I don't know where these four assists came from. I got to look at the tape again. He came down, and I'm going to use the streetball term. He was shocking, really going for self, taking the ball from out of bounds after Golden State scored and trying to go for himself, not moving the ball, taking it one shot, driving, took a crazy three one time, took a crazy-looking two-point shot over Curry one time and missed. He was getting to the basket driving, but the ball never moved, so Golden State knew what was going to happen when Kyrie got the ball. LeBron could never get in the flow because when he passed to Kyrie, he's never going to get it back. So now he can't get in the flow, and he has – and his shooting is off, so he has to go directly to the basket to get a layup and offer him the score or hope he gets to the line. And he hasn't shot great free throws, even though he did good yesterday from the free throw line. He was okay, 2-4, but it was a mess. Channing Frye is useless once you chase him off the three-point line. He doesn't do much else. He's a specialty player. Richard Jefferson, you're only going to get so much out of him. You got 3 points. I think that tied hourglass is finally going down on Richard Jefferson. And the bench didn't do – Kevin Love is just playing soft. I guess he's healthy from the concussion, but even before then, he just playing soft. He doesn't put impact. He has talent, but he doesn't – why didn't Matthew Dellavedova give Kyrie Irving a minute to give you passing? And him and Tristan Thompson got that chemistry together when they throw the alley-oop. He didn't play a second in the second half. That was stupidity. That was a bad job of coaching by Tyronn Lue. This is rookie year. You can't go in the press conference and complain that LeBron don't get calls when you did a poor job coaching. You should have just manned up and said, I did a bad job coaching. I wasn't prepared. I wasn't prepared for what was going to happen and how Golden State made adjustments, and they did. And Golden State made adjustments. During the trap, they ran Thompson off to get deeper three-point shots, and he made them. And it was a terrific job by Steve Kerr and his coaching. And now Golden State is set up for the kill. And they're a team full of assassins. Now, of course, LeBron could go off and find a shot, and Kyrie can go off and Jared Smith, and they can pull it out of game five. But I believe Golden State will win because team full of assassins on their floor. And I thought Cleveland needed to get this game to put a lot of pressure on Golden State. It was the ultimate swing game because now that Cleveland lost and Golden State won, they have one more game to close them out at home. And no team has come back from 3-1 in the finals. Somebody's going to eventually do it. I don't think it's going to be Cleveland. I say don't. I didn't say it's not possible, but somebody will eventually do it. It's just the way the NBA is set up, but I don't think it's going to happen this year. I really, really, really believe that Golden State will find a way to get it done and have a celebration on their court. I don't think they're going to do what the Pittsburgh Penguins did and blow up a 3-1 lead at home and lose, and now they have to go back to San Jose. And the Penguins are playing with fire right now because they've dominated the series. Now you're giving San Jose life. The home court is big in the NBA, not as much as in the NHL, but the NBA is big. And Golden State, their crowd is going to be crazy. They're going to look to do a mass celebration. They won on the road last year, so they're going to look to win at home this year and finish it off. I mean, I have a commentary on Cleveland. And first of all, I want to give Steph Curry love for bouncing back, getting 38 points. That was big time. Because everybody goes, LeBron, 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 what's wrong with him? What's wrong with him? What's wrong with him? Let's give the Warriors credit. This is my issue with first Kyrie Irving. Like I said, he took too many shots. He scored, but that's fool's gold. When you're just shooting and nobody's touching the ball, eventually the defense is going to load up and give help when you're driving, and it happened. And Kyrie continued to just take crazy shot after crazy shot. He didn't even look. He didn't even look at another player on his team. I saw his eyes. I saw his body language. He said, I'm scoring every time I get the ball. And if you see Curry, when Steph Curry got shot, it was off of a pass. It was in the flow. Somebody gave him an assist. He came off a screen and was able to score. Or he got an offensive rebound put back, which was big in the fourth quarter. Now, LeBron James, this has always been my issue with him. The fact that he never, ever learned how to try to have a little pulse move, a little hook in the lane. A lot of times he drove in the lane and had to dish, because if it's not a direct layup or he's not getting fouled, he doesn't really know what to do. He doesn't have a turnaround jumper. He doesn't have a little hook in the lane. And as big as he is, that's a shame. He never had to, because he just uses talent to overwhelm opponent. And now that he's getting older, he never learned that. And D-Wade is aging better because D-Wade has made adjustments to his age. And LeBron hasn't made that yet. But they're still good enough to come out of East, because the East is mentally weak and terrible. And now you're running up against a team that could care less about you and they're not intimidated by you, and you could tell the difference. And Cleveland has a lot of front runner in them. If you watch them against the Pistons, they're laughing at the Pistons. They're beating the Hawks, and they're laughing at the Hawks, and the Hawks are commenting on it. And then the Raptors are complaining that the first two games are laughing at the Toronto Raptors. Well, when you get to the finals, the laughter has to stop, and you have to be mentally tough to play the opponent that's on your level or higher. And Cleveland hasn't showed that. Now, game three, they got a lead, and the good times were rolling, and everybody could celebrate and flex. But now when you got in a dogfight, you weren't ready for that. And Golden State is prepared for dogfights, because they were in a dogfight against OKC. So they were more battle-tested. Cleveland wasn't. And where are they going to get the character to come back from 3-1 when they're just used to being ahead? That's been my issue. Everybody said that's hate. It's not hate when I'm giving you constructive criticism with facts. It's not hate. I'm just trying to tell the truth. And I will always tell the truth on my show. I will never sugarcoat it. No matter what star it is, if they don't play up to par, I'm going to tell you they're not playing to their level that they could play. And it's not hate. It's hate when you're just talking about them like a dog. But it's criticism constructively when you're breaking his game down, saying he's not playing to his ultimate potential. And LeBron James has it. And even if it's Kobe, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, if they have it, I've been critical of everybody, even Jordan, I have been. So I got the right to be as critical as I want to be when you haven't come up the par and you've come up short. But a lot of my criticism is even not really as much as LeBron, is more Kyrie Irving and his selfish shot selection. And it cost him. And it could have been a really great series. I think Golden State closed them out in five. We'll see, because I'm going to do a show Tuesday, and either Golden State will be champions, or we're going to have an interesting series.